This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. In Boulder, a jury has found a gunman guilty of carrying out a mass shooting at a grocery store 3 years ago. Ahmad Alyssa is guilty on all 55 counts, including 10 for first-degree murder, one for each person killed that day. After the verdict, Bob Olds spoke on behalf of his niece, Ricky Olds, who was shot and killed.
I hope when you are sitting in your cell, you are tormented and haunted by what you did to all the victims.
The jury made its decision after roughly 6 hours of deliberation over 2 days, and in doing so, they have rejected the defense that the 25-year-old was insane at the time of the shooting. Trail Ridge Road, the 48-mile stretch of highway from Estes Park to Grand Lake, temporarily closed this weekend after some snow dusted Rocky Mountain National Park. The scenic road reopened Sunday morning after an overnight closure. Trail Ridge is the highest continuously paved road in North America. It typically closes in October due to dangerous winter conditions. All evacuees from the Pearl Fire in Larimer County could soon be home. The small wildfire is 90% contained, due in part to the cold front that moved across the state. Officials said cooler and wetter conditions helped firefighters complete any remaining work on containment lines, though smoke will likely be visible to people nearby. Meanwhile, fire training exercises are taking place at Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station today and tomorrow. People may see smoke and fire in that area, but that is expected. Cheyenne Mountain is also saying traffic may be disrupted around the Space Force Station during the training. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.